This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Friday, July 22, in Squiz Kids Today. The apps tracking our kids. Peter Bowles' big race. How words can hurt. And how to study Harry Styles. That's what's making news, kid style.
The lowdown.
Another day, another warning to kids and their parents about popular apps that collect data on their users and store it for future use. Star Wars Pinball 7, Dr. Panda's Swimming Pool, Peppy Play, My Town and Animal Hair Salon were among popular kids' apps named in a report released yesterday, showing that many online games collect personal information about users to pass on to their parent company, often in an overseas country, or to hand over to advertisers. Now, I know at your age you're thinking, whoop-de-doo, so what if some company wants to gather information about me? It's worth it if I get to play my favourite game. But the authors of the report have warned that by the time the average child reaches the age of 13, some 72 million pieces of information about them will have been collected via apps and online games that they play. And that, my friends, is a lot of information. Watch this space now as lawmakers start to draw up rules and regulations to protect vulnerable users. And yes, I'm talking about you lot. And just for something completely different, not, New South Wales and Southeast Queensland will today be battening down the hatches for a weekend of wild weather, with damaging winds, rain and wild seas all predicted. And while a cold snap has been forecast for most of the east coast of the nation, spare a thought for all the Squiz Kids in Tasmania, where yesterday temperatures were predicted to drop as low as minus 2 degrees in Launceston. Brrr.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in the Netherlands, where researchers have made a surprising discovery about the power of unkind words. It turns out that an insult causes your brain to react the same way it would if someone slapped you in the face. The scientists attached wires to people and read them three statements: a compliment, an insult, and a simple fact. The insult hurt, even if it was made about someone else. As my mother always says, if you haven't got something nice to say about someone, maybe don't say anything at all.
Sport time!
He was one of the breakout stars of the Tokyo Olympics with an 800-metre run that stopped the nation. And now, Peter Boll is getting ready to do it all over again at the World Athletic Championships being held in America. After winning his heat yesterday, the Western Australian athlete has made it into the semi-finals, which he will run today at midday. Peter comfortably won his heat, managing to even outrun the defending 800-metre men's world champion Donovan Brazier. Since coming fourth in that event at the Tokyo Olympics last year, Peter has trained hard and risen to be ranked number 3 in the world for his event, behind 2 Kenyan runners. Come on, Pete, you've got this. And don't forget, a very special Squiz Kids shortcut on the Commonwealth Games drops today. The perfect way to get across all the history, key events, and our best medal hopes for the big event, which kicks off next Thursday in Birmingham, England. Available to all our Squiz Kids for Schools classroom subscribers or parents who've subscribed via our Apple podcasts. Links to free trials of both are in today's episode notes.
Pop Culture Corner.
I know it's a long way off, but a bunch of you, when you finish high school, might choose to go to university. And that's a place where you can study all sorts of amazing things. including, as of yesterday, former boy band singer Harry Styles. A university in Texas in the United States has this week announced it will be offering a course in Harry Styles. Or, to be more specific, a course examining how and why celebrity rock stars are so popular and what impact they have on pop culture generally. The university lecturer, or teacher, who will be taking the course, reckons studying Styles as a cultural phenomenon would be similar to studying the Beatles back in the 60s. Which is a reference to a band that probably won't mean much to most of you, but your parents and teachers will absolutely understand what he's getting at. A university course that requires you to watch music videos and attend concerts? Where do I sign up?
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. How many metres long is the race that Aussie athlete Peter Boll will run today at the World Athletic Championships? Yep, that's right, it's 800 metres. Question number two. In which city in Tasmania was the temperature predicted to reach minus 2 degrees yesterday? Yeah, you got it. It was Launceston. Question number three. Which former boy band pop star will be the subject of a university course next year? Yeah, you got it. It's Harry Styles.
Shout outs.
It's July 22. Today is World Brain Day, and it's also National Pajama Day. Surely that means the best thing we can do for our brains today is to stay in bed all day. It's also a Friday, and you know what that means? Lots of birthday shout-outs, for which we're gonna crack out the old birthday reggae tune. Hit it! And it's a happy birthday today to these Squiz Kids. Alice from Corndale, Kobe from Wollongong, Charlotte from Narnagoon North, Brooklyn from Corindai, Isabella from Broken Hill, Harvey and Jacob, who are best friends from Sydney, and Jim from Mornington, who is today's featured Squiz Kid on our Instagram feed. Our handle, of course, is at Squiz Kids. Check it out, and don't forget to give us a follow. And a belated shout-out goes to Bray from Winoona. And celebrating a birthday over the coming weekend is Alana from the Gold Coast, Megan from Perth, Jayla from Ashmont, Owen from Denniston East, Evan from Footscray, Henry from Paradise Point, James from The Rock, Jack from Craigburn, Damon from Baldivis, Spencer, who's travelling around Australia, Eliza from Pottsville, and Jordan from Forest Lake. And because so many of you celebrated your birthday over the recent school holidays, we have the last of our belated birthday holiday shout-outs. Happy birthday, belatedly, to Mia from Canberra, Rosie from Tamworth, Gigi from Perth, Lily and Adeline from Forest Lake, Harold and Hudson from Five Dock, Jonathan and Eden from Albany Hills, Caleb from Gympie, Charlie from the Gold Coast, Harry and Samara from Coogee, Nella from Suffolk Park, and Sam from South Tarramurra. And I know it's a Friday, but the following are special request shout-outs. And, well, who am I to disappoint? To Harvey and George from North Ainslie Primary School, who are leaving for an adventure in America. You will be missed. Also moving to America is Hazel from Class 3ST at Fitzroy North Primary School. Good luck in Philadelphia, Hazel. And finally, a shout-out to Class 2F at Newbridge Heights Public School. Your teacher, Mrs. Feiss, would like to announce some very exciting news. She's having a baby girl. Aww. Congratulations, Mrs. Feiss. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again on Monday. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.